This is Marketplace. I'm Kristen Schwab. Even if you do have access to all the water in the world, it's kind of useless if you don't have the people you need to get that water to faucets. That's a big worry in the industry right now, as older workers are retiring. So a number of initiatives across the country are trying to recruit people as young as high schoolers to do the jobs. Marketplace's Elizabeth Troval has more.
Many of our nation's water workers got into the profession after the Clean Water Act back in the 70s. But one third will be on their way out in the next decade or so, according to the Environmental Protection Agency.
They're retiring in large numbers all at the same time.
That's George Hawkins with the water utility advisor group Moonshot Missions. He says the labor shortage is playing out for utilities large and small.
The big ones, yeah, we're in Washington, D.C., but we're competing with Amazon and all the rest. And the small town will say, well, how do we get this kind of talent to come back to our town?
And the notion that you actually have to recruit these kinds of jobs is a new one, says Justin Rackley, a Texas water expert with engineering firm Garver.
So that pipeline didn't exist at all. It was just word of mouth. You know, there's a lot of familiar last names that are at these utilities. It's just kind of a family business.
Nowadays, it's not just about recruiting, but recruiting early.
If you're not meeting with high schoolers until after they graduate, you're too late.
A new law in Texas allows high schoolers to get provisional licenses for these jobs. They learn how to monitor and treat drinking and wastewater. And in Northwest Ohio, the EPA is footing the bill for a new course called Water Treatment Professions at Owens Community College. Professor Mary Kaczynski will teach the first cohort.
I know I've had, you know, a few emails from students who are very interested and very kind of worried about it. I want to make sure I get a spot.
And the stakes are high for these training programs. Sarah Schlesinger is with the Texas Water Foundation.
We'll experience a lot of water insecurity without a robust water workforce.
Especially in states like Texas, where population growth is running up against aging infrastructure. I'm Elizabeth Troval for Marketplace.